כן, נו. Last week, we talked about how human beings' activities affect the entire world. And I told Rabbi Shapiro there, we're discussing greater length this week, right? Okay. Okay. So, Chumash Vayikra here. Chumash Vayikra. This is not a Ramban, it's a Chumash. Okay, fine. Chumash Vayikra. Pasuk says like that. B'chukos ha'teleichu. It's what like. Chukoteleichu. It's all say tishmaru. Vasisim osam. And there will be rain at the proper time if we are on the right madrega. The earth will give forth its produce. And the trees will give their fruit. There'll be tremendous plenty. You'll eat, be satisfied. You'll live with security in your land. Sati shalom b'aretz, in peace. Shchatam eimach. Go to bed, you won't be afraid. Shvat echayaromet. There'll be no wild animals. There'll be no wars going through. No radaftim esavechem, you'll chase your enemies. All sorts of wonderful things. Then finally, v'chaltim yoshenoshem. You'll have so much from last year, you won't need for next year. Your Beis HaMikdash, Megillah Shechina. Beautiful. So the Ramban, here in Bechukosai, says, what does it mean? Hishbati Chayarom and Aretz. There'll be no wild evil animals. Das of Yehuda. Shama Marvirim in Holam. They won't be in the world. Kapshuta. That means Shalavo Chayos Ros Bratz and wild animals won't come into Eretz Yisrael. Kibios Hasova Ubrochos Hatovos Hatovos. There will be such plenty and brocha, and the cities will be filled with people. So when cities are filled with people, the animals stay away. Adas Reb Shimon, Shoma Mashbisa, Shlo Yaziko. No, you'll have lions and tigers running the streets, but they'll be very peaceful. That's Hishbati, they're from Shavas. And that's the real pshat. Thank you very much. Why is that the real pshat, he says, and he explains. Here, Eretz Yisrael b'eis kima mitzvus. Lasid lova, time of Mashiach. כאשר היה העולם תחילתו קודם חטאו של אדם הראשון. He says a very fundamental thing. HaKadosh Baruch, and he says it in Bereishis as well, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created the world that all parts of the world would be in harmony with the other parts of the world. Human beings and animals, human beings in the soil. And that harmony would make life easy and simple. When had human being, had Adam HaRishon stayed on that matreka, that's how human history would be. However, Adam HaRishon did the chet. What if he did a chet? He brought his entire level of ruchnias down in a dramatic way. Chet became an integral part of the human personality. The Yetzer Hara was intrinsic to human being. Someone once gave an example. Let's say someone's on a diet. So he'll say, I really want to eat this, but I'm not allowed. What is he saying? The I of the person really like it. Who's the I? Who's the person? I mean, who is me? And the Yetzer Hara becomes part of the me inside of me rather than something outside of me. And once the Madrega came down, a person became a Baal Taiva, so we were not spiritual beings using our guf, but we were an interesting combination of guf and neshama. So there's a klola. Klola's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's curse. That reflects what happened. Human being coming down in his Madrega of Ruchni, that affected and impacted the entire world. So what does he say? Turns to the Nochosh and says, your life will be difficult. There were no difficulties in the world. Animals are not supposed to have life. The world was supposed to be in total harmony. So he says, life will be difficult. And there'll be tension between you and human beings. So there's a tension introduced between human beings and the animal kingdom, an antagonism. And then told Chava, your jobs will be with difficulty. And Elishech to Shukosech, even in your marital relationship, there will be tension. Your Adam is said, your relationship with nature, with the soil, will be with great difficulty. No panosa will be difficult. So by Adam coming down on his madrega, that didn't only impact him and his wife and his children. That a human being infuses kedusha into this world or takes kedusha out of this world. When a human being infuses kedusha in this world, nature rises to the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, of total harmony with all parts of nature. Human beings and animals, human beings and all of the natural forces. And there's either harmony in the world that we bring to this world through our madrega, or we take it away. The Ramban says, this man of Mashiach, when we will get back to that madrega, And here he's making a very interesting point. You have to be very careful. People talk. Mitzvah Hashem, we daven for Mashiach every day. And we hope he can come at any time. Now, with the war in Ukraine, all sorts of irresponsible people are talking Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. We have no understanding the steps it's going to take to bring Mashiach. We don't understand it. What it is according to the Rambam, L'chol HaPochos, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Well, the entire Klai Yisrael has to do tshuva, all of Klai Yisrael has to do tshuva before Mashiach comes or not. So one man who says it depends on tshuva, asks himself a question. If Klai Yisrael, tshuva depends on Bechira Chofshes. If Klai Yisrael don't do tshuva, maybe Mashiach won't come. And so the answer is Elamamed Aleyim El Koshek Haman at Russia. Kadosh Baruch Hu will force tshuva by bringing such service to Klal Yisrael that they'll realize in only channel of Vinev Shemayim they'll turn to Kadosh Baruch. So the Rambam paskins like that man Domar, but it's not 100% clear. Everyone paskin that way, and the history of Klal Yisrael, people's convictions. Mashiach is here, caused tremendous tzoras. Rabbi Kiva was king. Even Rabbi Kiva. Now, he would say, can so-and-so make a mistake? So-and-so make a mistake. Rabbi Kiva made a mistake. He thought Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. And as a result, a lot of tzoras happened to Klal Yisrael. In the 1600s, in 1648-1649, there were the Chmelnytsky massacres and Gzeres Tachvatat. Over 1 million Jews were killed. It shook the entire Jewish world. And shortly afterwards, there was Shabtai Tzvi came as a false Mashiach. And a lot of people were convinced he was the Mashiach. And some major Talmidei Chacham, the Knesset HaGedolah, who was the leading Rav in Turkey, which was one of the main centers of Jewish life at the time, was convinced he was Mashiach. And it turned out he was a fraud. In fact, in the end, he converted to Islam. And people got all hyped up. Mashiach is here. After that, the Tosus Yontif, who was the leading, at that point, Jews in Poland were given self-government. It was the Vada Arba Arotzos. And the leading Talmid Chacham at that time, at the top of Vada Arba Arotzos, was Tosus Yontif. And they made a takana. And that takana is, you don't say Mashiach is here, you don't say it. Because we don't know. The Rambam says, we don't know exactly the steps. And the Rambam adds, and the Hilchos Melachim, that even Chazal did not have a clear Masorah. So we don't know. It's speculation. It's for this way, it's for that way. So we don't know. So we don't talk about it. As we hope for Mashiach, we daven and say, this is now Mashiach. And what is being thrown around nowadays with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, something from the Gruch, when the Russian forces will cross the Dnieper River, means Mashiach is here. The people who said that, who quote that, and therefore Mashiach is here. We also said when Russia takes over Crimea. Okay, Russia took over Crimea in 2014. The Gro was referring to a very specific war. What was happening, a specific war, was a Crimean war between Russia and the rest of Europe and the Ottoman Empire. And not clear that it applies today. Even if it would, why should we assume that the Gruch statement of Mashiach is on a higher madriga than Rabbi Kiva's? That's why the Tosfos Yontov made a takana. And just very... very irresponsible people announcing Mashiach is here, Mashiach is here, set things up for disaster. When and remember, during the Iraqi war, all sorts of predictions, the Yukam and Pesachim, Mashiach is coming within a year. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen so simply. And Mirtz Hashem who comes, we don't know how or what will bring it. We are at the end of history, but that could take who knows how long. So when people talk, this is Gog and Magog, this is this, it's an irresponsible talk of people who have no Havana of Torah, no Havana of how how our Masorah dealt with catastrophic events. Certainly not after Shabbos Tzvi. So, Ramban says, Hasha olam mitchilotso kodem cheto shel Adam HaRishon. When Mashiach comes in the future, what does the pasuk say? Ki malach ha'aretz deyos Hashem kamayim la'yom mechasim. The whole world will recognize and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamayim la'yom mechasim. And Klal Yisrael will be on the highest madrega. And they will all, Klal Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael. So then, what will happen? In Eretz Yisrael, the level of Ruchnius will be on such a level that will, here in Eretz Yisrael, we'll go back to that harmony between human being and human being, human being and animal, animal and animal, that all those tensions that exist in the world will disappear. He says, Ein chayu v'remes memes, no animal will kill a human being, Moshe Amru, because ein arod memes, arod is a certain poisonous snake. He is not memes, chet is memes. He uses the arod to be memes. And the pasuk says that a part of a dove, a cow and a bear will graze together, a lion and sheep will eat together. And there is no animal was not built into the nature of animal at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to kill any other being, except because the chet of Adam HaRishon brought down the ruchnius level of the world, so that it created all the tensions that exist in this world. He said, "Ki nigzer olav lios toreif lishnehem," because the gzera was that, and this is the result of the chet, ve'eva oshis, not only between animals and human beings, but animals and animals. It says that it'll be violent to both of them. Well, who some terif hativi mehem gamlet rozuazuki adua? And it's not only animals attacking human beings, animals attacking other animals, and even within their own men. Ki adua. When the world was created, it was said, "B'chayos, shenotzal esav loch." They were supposed to eat just the grass, and that's it. Rama Hakosef, Posuk says, "V'hichen." That's the way it was. He wa teva ashehusam behem lo'ad, and that was the permanent teva that was put into animals. Acher came long to haterif. And afterwards, what introduced the fact that animals can be violent against other beings? Okay. And it goes. Okay, now. Can Omar HaKosuv, Ayame HaGoel HaYotzim Megeza Yishai, that at the time Mashiach comes to Yosher, HaSholom Bo'olam, that peace will come back to this world, Yachlo HaTeref, and that even, and that will be Mashpia, even on animals. Kashahodya Petrim Trila, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu planned the world. HaKavana HaYisabo Al Chizkiyohu Shabikai Kodesh Baruch Hu Vasus Mashiach, also schusam lekach, and via hamaisal Mashiach osid lov. Chizkiyo was almost Mashiach, but it didn't happen, and this will happen at the times of Mashiach when he comes in the future. Okay, now, what is he saying? What are the ideas here? The idea is very simple. We as human beings have a tumor. We bring Kedusha into this world through our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. We throw Kedusha out of this world through our avodas. We impact the world. In fact, there's a very important Zohar. Says that when I came, the enemy came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So, Klal Yisrael were convinced, Pasuk in Eichel says, how are they going to go into the Beis HaMikdash? The Kedusha is so intense there that any Jew who went in there at the wrong time would die on the spot. So how is an enemy going to come in a destructive manner? And the reason was, it gives an example, it was like grinding finely ground flour. What does that mean? The Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash is a reflection of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael on a certain madrega, and the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash is intense, then, at that point, you can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim except Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and all the circumstances. But when the madrega of Klal Yisrael comes all the way down, we either inject Kedusha into the Beis HaMikdash through our mitzvahs, we take Kedusha out of the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael and Madrega, that any enemy could just come walking in and do what he wanted there. That's not the Beis HaMikdash, that's nature in general. And that, now, what happened at the time of the Mabul was the relationship of snus between human beings was so perverted that impacted even on the animal kingdom. Now, what the Ramban is saying here is something that it can not, it's not only global, it's also local. When Klal Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael after Mashiach comes. Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael will be on the highest Ruchnius Madrega. Then there will be absolute harmony and peace in Eretz Yisrael. Human beings, and animals, human beings and nature, will be automatic. But that does not necessarily imply that that's going to be in the rest of the world. And the Rambam writes, even though the world will be the same, Pasuk says, but in Eretz Yisrael, near the Beis HaMikdash, there everything will be in the ideal way. It's a very local thing. It's global and it's local. It's global and it's local. So therefore, those animals that happen to, because of specific circumstance, not been niskak le'ein aminam, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, well, I'm going to begin the world all over again. I'm going to begin it with that teva. So the nature of the animals that survived were that they only had relationships with their own men.
Okay.
And because the other animals had gone against that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in nature, because the human beings had gone, and the human beings' activities affected everything in this world. That's, I spoke very shortly last week about it, but after the questions, just wanted to go through this Ramban, Yenei Bochu Kolsai, and explain it exactly. We, through our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, affect the world in a very dramatic way. And specifically, Klal Yisrael, having been the Am HaNivchar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, affected in the most dramatic way. Chaim Volozhin writes, V'chayi olam nota b'socheinu. He gave us the way to impact the world. The chayim of the world revolves around Klal Yisrael. Okay, Mitzvah Shem B'li Neder will continue next week.